Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Everyone's favourite Australian, Philip Lowe, and all his RBA mates are meeting today to decide whether to put interest rates up for a 12th time or not.
Well, Roo, it's not looking good. Inflation's still going up.
Well, yeah, it ticked, went back up. It'd been going down for a while, but decided to tick back up. So probably 50-50 from what everyone's saying, whether it goes up or not today. So watch this space.
All right. Kathleen Folbig. The lady who has now been released from prison after serving 20 years of a 25-year sentence for murdering her four children. She's been pardoned. They're basically saying she was innocent. Now, have you caught up with this story or not?
Oh, I haven't read it, Dits.
All right, so amazing stuff. Her husband, to this day, still believes she absolutely did it. It's a sad day for him, apparently. He's saying she absolutely did kill our four children.
Why would he say that if he's had four kids with her?
That's just what he believes. So they all died as little babies, Roo. Now, what's happened is, now I'm going to give you a little timeline here, and I am reading this straight out of the paper, so thanks to the advertiser for this information. But you sort of think, just how can this happen? How can she be pardoned all of a sudden? And it turns out that there was a genetic
condition, a mutation in their
that's
heart.
That's right. And it turns out it was a heart disease type of thing, cardiac type problem.
Mm.
And over time, science has caught up with this. And scientists have been testing this over the last 20 years and have now reached the point that they've said, we believe her children had this deformity, if you could call it that, or condition's a better word. Sorry, Loz. And therefore, they've pardoned her. Now, Danish scientists have become involved. They found a couple of kids in the US that have died from this same thing. Over 76 top doctors have signed a petition, Roo, to pardon her. They're saying, all of these doctors have got together to say, we believe in these studies.
Where's she from? Australian, obviously.
New South Wales.
And there was no proof that the children were ever smothered or anything.
No, that's
like
right.
That. There wasn't an obvious cause of death.
So when all of your four babies die, people immediately go, she's done it.
At different times.
Yeah, different times along the way.
A similar age?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One was 19 days old. And
before the age of one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, with the advancement in science and with the research they've done over the last 20 years, they've come to the conclusion her children had this condition.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Now, so no coincidental that four of them had
she's stuffed.
Yeah, but if the mother and the father both have the genetics, that it can happen, and it's really, really awful. I think he may never be able to see the science because he's spent his whole life believing.
Yeah, he's lost
fighting.
His four kids.
Yeah, and it's impossible for him to reconcile that. And
I can't. I would have no idea. I'm only going on what I read here, Loz. But a lot of scientists have come forward to say this is real. So there you go.
It's pretty.
It's hard to know. Isn't it?
Lawsuit coming or
Against the government or against the
20 years inside.
Yeah, I'd say so.
She signed a deal. She's getting $400,000. I don't know whether it's this weekend, but she's on Channel 7.
So we'll hear her side of things. And
hey, your boyfriend's got another girlfriend.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mel Gibson. Leo DiCaprio, how old? Is she under 25? Just give me.
Yeah, well under.
What?
22.
Yuck.
He's going younger.
There's something wrong with him. He's actually got some weird condition where he can only date women under 25.
I actually think you
the same age.
Because you talk about him nonstop. This is one of those.
Yeah.
The girl goes,
I don't follow football.
No, I don't like him. No, I don't like him. No. Can't stand him.
I have
actually
this
means
hatred for him that I've never felt this way about any celebrity before.
I
find him foul.
What started it? What turned you off him?
What turned me off him was the obsession
Eighth
with the Titanic.
Of 25.
When I was growing up, all the girls loved him in Titanic, and I thought, this guy with the woofy eyebrows, what are you talking about?
Woofy eyebrows.
Like little chihuahua eyebrows.
Johnny Howard ones.
Like high up, like chihuahuis. Me and my sister call them woofies.
She's even studied his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know.
Everyone's like, oh my God, Leo. And I was like, yuck. And then he ended up being just like this gross old man who only dates young women and then takes them back to his super yacht.
I wish I could plant you two at a pub at 11 o'clock after
I
a few
would
drinks.
Not, you know, I would honestly rather, I'd rather hang out with Clive Palmer. I hate him that much.
We can organise that.
Come on.
I would do it.
They're
I'd
both
rather
billionaires,
have
probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would rather be on a yacht with Clive Palmer than Leonardo.
Yeah, because I could outrun Clive. She's 22.
That's a foot race I'd like to see.
What the hell is going on?
He wouldn't be keen on you because you're over 30. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't come close to me.
All right, now just finally, we're going to have this fella on later on who's doing the tour of Australia to find the best pie, Sean Pine. Look, I'm not happy about this. A pie is a pie. Mm-hmm. Now, the best pie in Australia, apparently, what's won the award
is... A pie is a pie.
A fish amok pie.
Yeah, it's a pie.
And some of the finalists were chili plum pork pie. No, a bloody pie is what I have at the footy, a meat pie.
That's a meat pie.
Yeah, I want... The best pie in Australia is a bloody meat pie.
Who said?
I do. Not some gourmet bullshit. Bloody,
oh, come on, don't...
Bloody camembert
like this
chicken.
When he comes on, when Sean Pine comes on,
come on.
You didn't talk to him like this when we spoke to him a few months ago when he was starting.
I thought he was eating real pies. Like, well, have a listen to this.
Tell me the truth.
The goat plum jalapeno camembert. One pie mimics a cheeseburger. Well, it's a cheeseburger.
Tell me this. Have you ever had anything other than a meat pie?
Yes, I have.
He had a pasty once.
But that's not a pie. I'm just saying there's different. Don't
it
tell
is
me.
A pie. Well,
what's your most exotic pie you've had?
Mate, Villy's pies are by far. And by,
no, what's your
a
most.
Special mention to Balfour's as well and all the great
what
pie
other
makers.
What type of pie other than the meat
pie? Oh, chicken pie is good.
What else have you
curry
had?
Pie.
I just gave you a recipe for a chicken and leek pie.
And that's beautiful. But that's a gourmet. That's a different
that's
sort
not
of pie.
Gourmet.
That's where you fill a dish full of stuff
it's the headline.
Just whack a little thing on top of
that's
it.
The
headline doesn't say Sean Pine's finding the best meat pie in South Australia.
A pie is a bloody pie.
Exactly.
When I'm watching Port this weekend, and I'm saying, can I please have the jalapeno
that's
cheeseburger?
The Port game. If you had a Crows game and a bit of plum and bloody...
Give me a pie, please. I want a pie, and I want sauce on it.
This is... I've Jesus got Leo, you've Christ. Got pies. Yeah. We've all got James. Something that makes us angry.
Come on.
What's upsetting you, Ro?
The rate's going up. It's...
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Rude Dits and Loz.
Everyone's favourite Australian, Philip Lowe, and all his RBA mates are meeting today to decide whether to put interest rates up for a 12th time or not.
Well, Roo, it's not looking good. Inflation's still going up.
Well, yeah, tick went back up. It'd been going down for a while, but decided to tick back up. So probably 50-50 from what everyone's saying, whether it goes up or not today. So watch this space.
Mm. All right. Kathleen Folbig.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who has now been released from prison after serving 20 years of a 25-year sentence for murdering her four children. She's been pardoned. They're basically saying she was innocent. Now, have you caught up with this story or not?
Oh, I haven't read it, Dits.
All right, so amazing stuff. Her husband, to this day, still believes she absolutely did it. It's a sad day for him, apparently. He's saying she absolutely did kill our four children.
Why would he say that if he's had four kids with her?
That's just what he believes. So they all died as little babies, Roo. Now, what's happened is, now I'm going to give you a little timeline here, and I am reading this straight out of the paper, so thanks to the advertiser for this information, but you sort of think, just how can this happen? How can she be pardoned all of a sudden? And it turns out that there was a genetic...
condition, mutation in their
that's
heart.
That's right. And it turns out it was a heart disease type of thing, cardiac type problem.
Mm.
And over time, science has caught up with this. And scientists have been testing this over the last 20 years and have now reached the point they've said, we believe her children had this deformity, if you could call it that, or condition's a better word. Sorry, Loz. And therefore, they've pardoned her. Now, Danish scientists have become involved. They found a couple of kids in the US that have died from this same thing. Over 76 top doctors have signed a petition, Roo, to pardon her. They're saying all of these doctors have got together to say, we believe in these studies.
Where's she from? Australian, obviously.
New South Wales.
New South Wales.
And there was no proof that the children were ever smothered or anything
like
that.
No, that's right.
There wasn't an obvious cause of death.
So when all of your four babies die, people immediately go, she's
at
done it.
At different times.
Yeah, different times along the way.
A similar age?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One was 19 days old. And
before the age of one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, with the advancement in science and with the research they've done over the last 20 years, they've come to the conclusion her children had this condition.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Now, so no coincidental that four of them had
she's
it.
Stuffed.
Yeah, but if the mother and the father both have the genetics, that it can happen, and it's really, really awful. I think he may never be able to see the science because he's spent his whole life believing.
Yeah, he's lost
fighting.
His four kids.
Yeah, and it's impossible for him to reconcile that. And
I would have no idea. I'm only going on what I read here, Loz, but a lot of scientists have come forward to say this is real. So there you go.
It's pretty
hard to know, isn't it?
Lawsuit coming or?
Wow. Against the government or against the...
20 years inside.
Yeah, I'd say so.
She signed a deal. There. She's getting 400 grand to, I think, I don't know whether it's this weekend, but she's on Channel 7.
Mm. Yeah. So we'll hear her side of things and...
Hey, your boyfriend's got another girlfriend. Who? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mel Gibson. Leo DiCaprio, who, how old? Don't... Is she under 25? Just give me...
Yeah, well under.
What?
22.
Yuck.
He's going younger.
Disgusting. There's something wrong with him. He's actually got some weird condition where he can only date women under 25.
No, I actually think you have. Same age. Because you talk about him nonstop. This is one of those.
Yeah.
The girl goes,
I don't follow football.
No, I don't like him. No, I don't like him. No. Can't stand him.
I have actually this means... hatred for him that I've never felt this way about any celebrity before.
We should.
I find him foul.
What started it? What turned you off him?
What turned me off him was the obsession
with
the Titanic.
Of 25.
When I was growing up, all the girls loved him in Titanic, and I thought, well, this guy with the woofy eyebrows. Mm. What are you talking about?
Right. You mean
and
woofy eyebrows,
like little chihuahua eyebrows.
Mm.
Johnny Howard ones.
Like high up, like chihuahuas. Me and my sister call them woofies.
Yeah. She's even studied his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know.
Everyone's like, oh my God, Leo. And I was like, yuck. And then he ended up being just like this gross old man who only dates young women and then takes them back to his super yacht.
I wish I could plant you two at a pub at 11 o'clock after
I
a few
would
drinks.
Not, you know, I would honestly rather, I'd rather hang out with Clive Palmer.
Oh,
I hate him that much.
We can organise that.
Come on.
I would do it.
They're
I'd
both
rather
billionaires,
have with,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would rather be on a yacht with Clive Palmer than Leonardo.
Yeah, because I could outrun Clive. She's 22.
That's a foot race I'd like to see.
What the hell is going on?
He wouldn't be keen on you because you're over 30. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't come close to me.
All right, now just finally, we're going to have this fella on later on who's doing the tour of Australia to find the best pie, Sean Pine. Look, I'm not happy about this. A pie is a pie. Mm-hmm. Now, the best pie in Australia, apparently, what's won the award
is... A pie is a pie.
A fish amok pie.
Yeah, it's a pie.
And some of the finalists were chili plum pork pie. No, a bloody pie is what I have at the footy, a meat pie.
Oh, that's
Give me the best pie. Yeah, I want... The best pie in Australia is a bloody meat pie.
Who said?
I do. Not some gourmet bullshit.
Oh, come on, don't get...
Bloody
you talk
camembert
like this
chicken.
When he comes on, when Sean Pine comes on.
Come on.
You didn't talk to him like this when we spoke to him a few months ago when he was starting.
I thought he was eating real pies. Like, well, have a listen to this.
Tell me the truth.
The goat plum jalapeno camembert. One pie mimics a cheeseburger. Well, it's a cheeseburger.
Tell me this. Have you ever had anything other than a meat pie?
Yes, I have.
He had a pasty once.
But that's not a pie. I'm just saying, there's different. Don't
it
tell
is
me.
A pie.
What's your most exotic pie you've had?
Mate, Villy's pies are by far. And by,
no, what's your most.
Special mention to Balfour's as well and all the great
what
pie
other
makers.
What type of pie other than the meat pie?
Oh, chicken pie is good.
What else have you
curry
had?
Pie.
I just gave you a recipe for a chicken and leek pie.
And that's beautiful. But that's a gourmet, that's a different
that's
sort
not
of pie.
Gourmet.
That's where you fill a dish full of stuff
it's the
and
headline.
Just whack
a
little
pie.
Thing on top of
that's
it.
The
headline
pie.
Doesn't say Sean Pine's finding the best meat pie in South Australia.
A pie is a bloody pie.
Exactly.
When I'm watching Port this weekend, I'm not saying, can I please have the jalapeno cheeseburger?
That's because it's a Port game. If you had a Crows game, it'd be a plum and bloody...
Give me a pie, please. I want a pie and I want sauce on it.
This is... I've Jesus got Leo, you've Christ. Got pies. Yeah. We've all got James. Something that makes us angry.
Come on.
What's upsetting you, Ro?
The rates go up. It's...